I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man!
Will they say it back? All right, here we go. Hardware store in North Carolina.
Hardware.
Hey, man, so I bought a 50-pound box of nails from your hardware store last week, and I left them out in the rain. Now they're rusty. Can I bring them to you, and you could polish them up?
They're probably totally useless. If they've rusted through, they're just going to fall apart and not be useful for anything.
Oh, it's a 50-pound box. I spent a lot of money on them at your hardware store, so I was kind of hoping that as a customer service, you'd be able to, I don't know, use some Karuba wax and maybe polish those up for me.
Well, polishing them up is not going to fix the problem. I mean, they're rusted on the inside, too, which means it's decaying, which kind of sounds like your brain at the moment. They will fall apart.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Well, I love you, man.
Okay, thanks.
I love you, man. Have an amazing day.
All right, I love you, too.
Whoa! I saw that one coming.
Apparently your I love you wasn't decaying, so he hit you back with it.
Here's another hardware store. This one is in Michigan.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling to see if you guys had any a certain solvent in stock.
What is it?
Well, my wife told me to go get some Man Up solvent. And I want to...
Like M-A-N-U-P?
Yeah, Man Up.
What does it work on?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was working on something in the garage, and she came down and asked me to work on something for her, and I said, No, I don't know how to do it. And she goes, well, why don't you go get some Man Up solvent? I said, all right, well, I'll go get it if that's going to help you.
Okay. Let me check something really quickly. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so as far as I know, there is nothing that's called exactly that. Is it possible that she was being sarcastic?
I'm saying a Man Up.
You might want to ask her about that.
I will. I'm just a gullible guy, I guess, you know?
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the info. I love you, man.
Okay, no problem. Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Love you.
Right.
Love you, man.
Oh!
Is it possible she's just being sarcastic?
You think he put you on hold to make you feel a little bit better?
I don't know.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What do sea monsters eat?
What do sea monsters eat?
Fish and ships!
Fish and ships!
Bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Fish and ships.
Monsters.
If you have a dad joke for Cheyenne, text it to her, 22108. JP, you ready, man?
So ready.
All right, here we go.
And here I go again. It's JP's drive-thru interview. I want a burger and some fries, please. I'd like to talk to you. I got a question or two for Y-O-U. Please say yes, I'm a friendly dude. I'm Camel Country 1079.
Well, on Fridays at about this time, JP, he goes to random drive-thrus all over the valley and just kind of asks themed questions. And he just keeps going until they say, can you just come up to the window, please?
Come pay for your stuff.
What was the theme today?
I'm very excited about St. Patrick's Day. It's one of my favorite holidays. And the goal today is to get the drive-thru worker
to speak in an Irish accent.
Okay.
All right.
Where'd you go?
I went to a place where you bite into a burger and you say, wow, what a burger that is.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
And thank you for choosing Whataburger.
Can I get a patty melt, please?
Sure.
And are you up to any shenanigans on March 17th?
Let's see. We all got headsets on. Let's see who's going to answer those questions for you, sir. Repeat it. Sorry.
Are you up to any shenanigans on March 17th?
No.
You're not up to any shenanigans? Not even any cheeky or fun shenanigans?
Maybe a little bit.
And do you know what it means when Irish people say donkey years?
No.
I had to Google it. It means referring to lots of years, but they don't know how old the person actually is. Can you repeat my order in your best Irish accent, please?
Hold on, I'm making sure I got your order right before I try.
Oh, it's a patty melt.
You like a patty melt?
Now say, I'm going to shellac you with my shillelagh.
You want to shellac you with my shillelagh?
Oh, shellac me with the shillelagh.
Okay, hey. Thank you. You're like the best person. It'll be $4.57. Thank you for choosing Whataburger.
She loved it.
What was up with the second voice? Is somebody else was on there?
Terrifying.
Well, I asked questions, and they said, hold, let's everybody put on their headset and do a group effort to answer my questions.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I could have warned you. There was a deep voice coming.
I
don't really know. Okay.
That was good. Nicely done. JP's drive-thru interviews Fridays at about 8:38 or so. That's so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.